Thank you, Sarah. Our final news items are the human stories that can touch us all. A striking bench has been bought in recognition of the dedication of key workers. An elderly gentleman celebrated his 90th birthday with a good walk, and tributes have poured in to remember a gifted engineer.
A permanent reminder of key workers' dedication during the coronavirus pandemic is on full show in a rainbow thank you bench, believed to be the first of its kind in Norfolk. The colourful seat, paid for by Cossey Town Council, cost around £1,000 and is on the Dean's Play Area on the Queen's Hill Estate on the edge of Norwich. It was the idea of Sharon Blundell, who represents Old Cossey on South Norfolk Council, and her husband Gary, a member of the Town Council, brought the idea to his fellow councillors last summer. Mr. Blundell, who lives on the Queen's Hill Estate, said, "We wanted it to be a lasting reminder of what the NHS and all key workers have done. I want it to be a bench to represent that we are all in this together for everyone in Cossey who worked through tough times. It will remind people to respect people who work tirelessly to look after others." It was made in Scotland, and Mr. Blundell believes that the bench is the first of its kind to go up in Norfolk and possibly East Anglia. He added, another bench of the same design had been paid for by the Town Council out of a £970 National Lottery Celebration Fund, originally designated for the 2020 Cossey Fete. The fete was cancelled due to the pandemic.
The public is feeling the strain of seeing family, friends and peers largely in 2D. But one business has worked tirelessly to bring humanity to our screens. Norwich Live Streaming was founded by videographer Luke Bryant in August last year and has since live streamed events from funerals to alligator dissections. The underlying challenge has been, and will continue to be, making sure online events are safe and respectful forums for clients and audiences alike. Mr. Bryant said, "There is a great deal of prep that goes into live streams. Days worth of security checks, as well as lighting, connectivity, and liaising with clients. It's not as simple as setting up a couple of cameras and getting a video online." The live stream that has so far taken the most prep was the dissection of an alligator as part of a project with the Norwich Science Festival. "We put a lot of work into making sure the live stream stayed appropriate for anyone watching, which we knew might include school children," he said. They are also streaming events like funerals, which in themselves pose their own challenges. He said, "The main thing we've learned is to establish what the customer is comfortable with from the first conversation. We realised pretty early on that people may not be comfortable with having a funeral streamed on Zoom or Facebook. Of course, people can still use these options and we can create meetings and passwords which keep it secure. But we wanted to have an independent option too. We invested about £5,000 to launch a website where we can privately host events like this, and that offering has landed well with our customers. So far, we've had no issues when it comes to funerals and any guidelines for what can and cannot be posted online. And to be honest, I think we've got a formula both we and our customers are comfortable with."
A councillor who recently turned 90 has celebrated another milestone by completing his 50th park run. Kenneth Leggett, MBE, from Old Catton, had his birthday on January the 20th and marked the feat at Catton Park on Sunday after walking the 3-mile course in 70 minutes. Official park run meets have been suspended due to the pandemic, but organisers have said participants can still log their times. The Old Catton and Sproston West Broadland councillor was described by his family as pretty fit, having played tennis twice a week for 60 years and enjoyed long-distance walks, including 6 treks in the Himalayas. Mr. Leggett, who helped to secure grant funding to restore Catton Park, said, "I had marvellous satisfaction. I did it in 1 hour and 10 minutes, which for me is quite good. It's important if you can walk now, and it's very important, I think, that you get out for a walk every day despite the weather. You're not trying to race with anyone. You are competing with yourself. The fresh air is marvellous, and you can always put on another scarf. When you come back home, the satisfaction and the feeling you have, especially when you are on your own, is amazing. We are extremely lucky to live in a lovely place like Old Catton and Norfolk. It's a great privilege."
A Norfolk man with the magic touch who worked for Lotus for over 20 years has died. Tributes have poured in for John Mountain from Heatherset, whose nickname was Magic, because of his ability to take virtually anything apart and put it together again. John, who was 65, died suddenly in the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital on February the 16th. He was born in 1955 in Sprowston Road, Norwich, and moved to live in Heartsease at the age of 6. After leaving Heartsease High School, he began an apprenticeship at Ford and Slater and studied automotive electronics at Norwich City College. It was while doing contract work at Ketteringham Hall that he came to the notice of the Lotus management, and he joined the company as a specialist in electrical circuits. Whilst working for Lotus, he was involved in designing audio systems with Blaupunkt, electrical systems for General Motors in Detroit, and working on the DeLorean sports car in Belfast, among other projects. Mike Kimberley, former chief executive of Lotus, said, "John was such a good, happy and caring friend who you could depend on and who always had a ready smile and amusing tale. Outside his love of cars and Grand Prix racing, John was a keen skier, cricketer and Sea Scout and achieved the Queen's Scout Award. He was an enthusiastic sailor who loved the Norfolk Broads. John leaves his wife, Viv, his father George, who is 90, stepsons Gary and Steve, and 4 step-grandchildren."